You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Joe Rogan Experience Review. For those of you that are new to this podcast, basically what I do is I review episodes of the Rogan podcast per week that I really enjoy. And plan is to bring guests on. I often have guests on that are fans or just were really inspired by specific episodes and want to come on and talk about it. Talk about how it's entertain them, shape their lives, and really the message here is that Joe Rogan's podcast is not like watching The Tonight Show, okay, or The Late Show. They're all great, okay? They're all fantastic institutions of television and the rest of it. But they're not inspiring people like Joe's podcast is. That's the facts. It just is doing that. That was never an intention of Joe Rogan, per se, but it's happened, right? So now here's a review, and we talk about the best parts of it. Often I have guests on, people that are big fans, and they get to share their opinions. Sometimes I just do it. But this week, we are talking about Kyle Kalinske, 1187 political activist. Really interesting podcast. This guy I've not heard a lot about, but I don't follow things as closely as Joe Rogan does when it comes to having your ear to the ground with who's interesting and what's happening. I mean, and Joe is really there. Debated Chris Christie, which I found hilarious when I heard about it. Chris Christie is, he wants to ban marijuana. And Joe immediately brought up the fact that he's a food addict and a bit of a fatty, of course. And being a fatty is way more dangerous than, you know, marijuana. Let's be fair. I mean, yeah, right? Then they started to talk about how Kanye came on to Trump's Instagram and went on his crazy rant. Wild. That shit was wild. I don't know what anyone is thinking about that. I haven't asked a lot of people, but to me, it's very strange. But it's also like the currency today is the amount of Instagram followers you have, almost. And you can't really argue with that. So who knows where he's going in that direction. The next thing Kyle and Joe got into was U.S. healthcare. A lot of people are uninsured in this country. Though, to be honest, I'm from a country where medical insurance is free. It's national healthcare. And it works, probably, for more minor shit. But I mean, if you need big things done and you have money, I mean, you're going to come to America for that, right? But they did talk about how a lot of Canadians or a lot of Americans go to Canada for medical care. You know, I think there's two sides to that. I think it's like, maybe if you're just getting basic care, you know, you'll go to these countries that have national health care, and you know, maybe they can get you in for checkups or whatever. But if you're going for like high-end surgery, America's probably still where you want to be at. They get into Trump's haircut. He spends way too much on his hair, right? I don't think anyone's gonna dispute that, but he also spends a lot of time on it. But he's different. He's our first celebrity style politician and president. So, you know, when it comes to keeping his hair nice and those things, he probably finds it pretty valuable. You also talk about Trump's nomination for Supreme Court, Kavanaugh. I don't know. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but he does seem a bit like a liar, bit of a bad judge. He did lie about boofing. That's fair, right? Boofing is not farts. It's sex. I think if you got together with like five of your close lawyer friends and you brainstormed on what else boofing could mean, maybe you would have come up with farting, but nobody's believing it, right? And a lot of thought is, the reason they thought maybe Kavanaugh could do it is that, you know, he thinks that Trump can pardon himself. And that's a crazy yet powerful position for a Supreme Court judge to take. Trump is also making a lot of money off his deals right now, from what this guy is saying, Kyle Kalinske. He's saying that he's making a lot of money in the Middle East and in Taiwan. He's willing to take a phone call from the Taiwanese president, which upset the Chinese. Seems like that's controversial, but, you know, Trump doesn't give a fuck about the Chinese. And then, you know, they get onto an important thing that Joe has been bringing up a lot recently, which is how they are, I don't know, closing accounts, you know, silencing people, talking about the Sandy Hook issue and quieting Alex Jones. You know, that one's a tough one because Sandy Hook is a bullshit thing to say. But, like, at the same time, he's not hurting anyone. He's, well, maybe he is. He's upsetting some people real bad. But how many accounts need to be closed? You know, what? Where is the standard with these accounts? These different social media groups that are being shut down by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You have to wonder what the impact is. Right? Where's the damage? How far are they going with this? It's a little scary. And as they continue, I mean, it's a question. It's like, it's a voice that you guys have when you're listening and you hear these things are gone, because, you know, they do have a right to close down hate groups and groups that incite violence and pain and all the rest of it. I mean, yes, for humanity on any side, you need to do that. But when they're not, and they just have opinions that people don't like, and they're raising issues that are controversial, isn't it important to have a voice? I don't know. You fuckers decide. Think about it. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining in. Peace and love.